In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all thy commandments. So goes the sixth verse of Psalm 118, and it is only understood by the context of the previous verses. The fourth one, thou hast enjoined thy commandments that we should keep them most diligently. And would that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. So the desire of the psalmist is to keep the commandments of God. He has written 176 verses that speak about them. They're very important to him. And this verse that we are looking at today is a verse about the future. Not immediately at this moment. Maybe a little bit at this moment, in by degrees, but it is the future. After we have learned the commandments and done them, then I shall not be ashamed when I look on all thy commandments. This should be our goal. Is it our goal? Is this what's important to us? I would like to say it's the most important thing to me. I read the psalm every day. Does that make it the most important thing? Well, I think by my actions I show it's not. Because I could be contemplating God's commandments and doing them all the day long. But instead, there's wasting time and frivolous thoughts and laziness and all the rest of the passions. Which shows that my priorities continually need to be honed and sharpened and changed. So that I have the priorities that the psalmist has here, where the only thing important to me in life is to learn the commandments. I think the same thing is true with you, since I'm a human, I know how humans are. And we all have this problem that we have bad priorities. Try saying this psalm. This psalm is all about reshaping your priorities and focusing them. It needs to be done often. We just forget way too easily. Let's look a little bit more in detail what the psalmist is saying. He's speaking in the future, then I shall not be ashamed, which means that he must have gone through shame in order to become unashamed. So becoming unashamed is a process. How was monastic life described? The famous idea that we fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. So the falling down and the noticing that we have fallen down, that is shame. And then the getting up is acting upon our shame, which is repentance. And with repentance comes strength of the will, of the character, so that we might not do that sin again. And so then we have a sharper intellect, because this is much deeper than just saying, when I become holy, I won't be ashamed. He's saying, when I look upon all thy commandments. What do you do when you really look upon something? Have you ever looked at something with a microscope? You have to look very carefully at something to see morphology of cells or some other such thing. Or if you're looking carefully at a picture, you're looking intently on it. And you would see things the next day that you maybe didn't see the previous. Because it's continually a process of enlightenment. And so there are commandments that you and I don't even really know yet. We don't know the depth of the commandments. We know such things as do not steal, do not lie, honor your mother and father, and love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. We know those commandments. But the depth of those commandments is only understood by looking at them intently. And we can't look intently on them without intelligence to be able to discern. And that intelligence comes from the following of the commandments. So it's really a circle. We become better because of following the commandments. And then we can see them more deeply and more intently. And this is the most interesting thing to this psalmist, is to know the commandments. Not just the rules. Because the commandments reveal what we know about God. But they're only just human language. Really understanding God, really understanding the depth of the commandment giver, comes from becoming like him. And this is what this is describing. Really, the only person that can be unashamed and look intently on the commandments is the person who has gone through the process of theosis. So here, theosis is referred to. Now, the average Jew at this time, when this was written, didn't understand that. The average person right now in the world doesn't understand that. But it is describing the process of perfection such that the intellect can be so sharp, so fine, that it can understand spiritual things and can understand the commandments of God, not just the words on a page, but who God is. That's what the psalmist is describing. And it's a process that takes time. And if we don't look intently, according to our abilities, how are we going to get better? This is why I'm going through this psalm with you, because it's very instructive to me. Every time I read it, I see something else kind of hits me. And every time I read it, I'm thinking, I'm a liar. You know, like Psalm 115, right? I said all men are liars. We're liars when we say we love God. We're liars when we say we want to follow the commandments. But we are liars who want to be truth tellers. And God will help us to be truth tellers. He will reveal the truth to us, which is himself. And as we are able to take in this truth and to do it, we will have more revealed to us as our intelligence increases such that we can understand him. Of course, God is with us now. The angels are with us. We don't see them because we're not intelligent enough. We should see them. They are the only true reality. Everything else is illusion. So, may God help us to go through this process of being ashamed, changing, getting better, having our intelligence, our will sharpened and increased, and then we can mount up to higher things. And it will come a time, with God helping us, that we will not only be not ashamed when we look upon his commandments, but we will see the depth of them. We will see the origin of them, which is God himself. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.